This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ski resorts are going to start opening in the next couple of weeks, and if you're a skier, or maybe probably even if you're not, there's a good chance you've used or at least seen a trail map. Which run goes where, how hard they are, and which lift you need to take to get to where you need to go. They're often pretty detailed, these maps, sometimes quite artistic, and they don't paint themselves, you know. My Economy is our series about people out there making a go of it.
I'm James Niehues. I'm from Parker, Colorado, and I paint ski maps. I was a freelance graphic designer in Denver and was looking for jobs and decided to check in on Bill Brown, the previous trail map illustrator, and walked in looking for maybe some extra work and walked out with a career. I've painted around 200 different ski resorts around the world, a total of probably near 400 individual paintings. You know, sometimes I'll do an inset for a couple of $1,000s, and the large ski area today around 15,000 to produce that. They then have the full rights to use that image for as long as they want, for any purpose they want. In fact, the very first trail map that I ever produced, which was Boreal, California, is still in use, and that's 30 years later. The ski industry is a pretty small industry to support more than a few artists to do the trail maps. You don't always have a steady flow of ski maps to paint. Some years, 10 of them will decide to have a new trail map, and then I'm very busy. And other years, it may be down to two or three, and I'm looking for other avenues of income. So because of that, I've done quite a few summer versions. I've done some paintings in Fiji and Hawaii and national parks. There are very lean years in this business, and I think that's a lot of the reason why, I don't have a lot of competition, is because it is such a small market. Well, right now I'm trying to be semi-retired, but I find that I'm busier than ever. I've got a pretty full slate this year. I have a protege that is coming along, so he's doing a few now and then. But to be frank with you, I get a good project in, and I just don't pass it on to him. I have to take it myself.
James Niehues there. His book, The Man Behind the Maps, is out now. Can't do this series without your help. I know I say this all the time, but it's true. There is a spot at marketplace.org where you can send us stories of your economy.